Well, Jane, we all know and love you as Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman on CBS, but I would like to ask about your charity work, because I know you're very, very involved in the community and in the world as a whole. Now, before we get into details, how do you manage to balance that charity time between working on Dr. Quinn and being a mother to, what, six kids?
Yes, well, four who live in the house and two that visit a lot. Well, my work with UNICEF, obviously when I have enough days off to go off on a field trip, I do. Otherwise, invariably here I'm doing television kind of commercials and things for them. I mean, basically asking people to help sell the UNICEF cards and things like that, fundraising activities. I can do that from Dr. Quinn's set, and I attend functions for them. I work for Child Help USA as well. In fact, this weekend I'm doing a fundraiser for them, and I got them involved with Clairol, who I do the hair coloring for. So I kind of, you know, get the corporate people I'm involved with to get involved with the charities I'm involved with as well. And then a lot of my paintings are sold, and images from my paintings are sold to raise money for charities. Two of my paintings sold for a substantial amount of money for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
On a credit card, right?
Yes, one was on a credit card, and the original sold for $25,000, and then another painting of mine that wasn't on a credit card sold for $20,000 just for a charity auction. So I paint in my spare time, as you can tell. Are you surrounded by...
Yes, I can see. So you do that here. We're sitting in your trailer here on the set of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Is this where you paint in between scenes?
Either in here, or I paint outside actually on the set. In fact, my stuff's all just been taken out right now, and I'm about to start another one. I just finished a painting yesterday, which I just made up into five T-shirts for some of the people that I work with, and I can show it to you. They're tropical fish. And I'm doing a line of T-shirts that I'm going to... maybe sell publicly, but at the moment I've done them as an addition here for people at work of my floral designs. So I can show you after we've had this interview. I'll show you what they look like, but they're very colorful and everyone seems to like them. So at the moment I'm doing that for fun, because I think it's, you know, it's, I love painting, but it's kind of fun to do very colorful T-shirts that are uniquely my design and see what happens with them.
Well, Jane, I saw the picture in, I think, the current week's People of you outside at your house painting. Beautiful shot. But we noticed that you were barefoot in this picture. And my co-host back at the radio station, Sunny West, said, you have to ask Jane how big her feet are. He said, ask to see her feet. So, oh, you've got one of these black lace up.
Yes.
Wait, put it up next to my foot. Let's see. Cause, no, maybe. Are you 5.5?
No, I'm a 6.
Oh, I'm 5.5?
Well, you are really tiny. No, I live in bare feet. You know, I guess I like wearing bare feet. And I'm nothing against shoes, but I'm always in a hurry, and I can, you know, get good traction with bare feet. I like running around the house. Seems kind of redundant to wear shoes.
Yeah.